Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in years. Once, when he was serving as priest and his divisions turned before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled at what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you shall name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers toward their children, and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the time these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived. She went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he seemed fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord. These days immediately before Christmas, when we revisit the historical events that immediately preceded Jesus' birth in history, it gives us spiritual lessons about how to prepare interiorly. And today, especially in this penance that the Archangel Gabriel gave Zechariah, we learn something really important. We sing during this Advent season, "O come divine Messiah, the world in silence waits the day." We'll prepare on Christmas night to sing, "O silent night, O holy night." We need silence. And that's precisely the importance of this penance that Gabriel gave to Zechariah. What was the background for the scene? There were 20,000 sons of Aaron in Israel of the priestly class. They were broken into 24 divisions. He was in the division of Abijah. Twice a year for a week, they would go up to the temple and serve. Four priests were chosen by lot every single day in order to do the services. Two were needed to sacrifice the unblemished lamb, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and two others would go in and burn the incense as that sacrifice were being made. So four people a day, 28 people a week, 56 people a year out of a class of 800. They could go 10, 20 years, never really doing their priestly service, but just being there. Doubtless, every time Zechariah was going up, his wife Elizabeth was saying, if you get chosen, you make sure you go when you're there and ask God for him to take away my shame, the shame of my sterility. And all of a sudden, Zechariah's name is chosen. He goes in. He brings that prayer. The angel of God appears, says, your prayer's been answered. And what was his response? Should have been jumping up and down or falling to his knees. Instead, he doubted. How will I know this? I'm an old man and my wife is old in years. The penance of Gabriel should have been, okay, deals off, you unbelieving loser. You will die without children or grandchildren. No, he struck him mute. Why? So that he could become like Mary, whose annunciation we'll hear tomorrow. In response to what the archangel Gabriel had said to her, she didn't ask whether God could do this. She was just asking how he would pull it off and whether it would mean she'd have to lose her virginity to do so. Because she had obviously consecrated her virginity to the Lord. Otherwise, she would have never asked the question, how can this be, for I will not know man? Because she would have well known how she'd conceive a baby. Mary contemplated the angel's word in her heart. Zechariah doubted, and that's why he was struck mute, so that he would have to contemplate these events within. He'd have to essentially learn in observing Mary's caring for his wife Elizabeth how to treasure these things of God. And after the 9 months, as soon as John the Baptist began to cry when he had left the womb, Zechariah was able to cry out with the praise that the church prays every single morning in morning prayer. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. We don't come up to this temple twice a year for service. We have the privilege to come up every day. We don't have to sacrifice an unblemished lamb. We've got the Lamb of God. We don't have to burn incense because our hearts are meant to be lifted up to the Lord. But what an incredible privilege we have here. And the only way we're really going to be able to appreciate it is if we strike ourselves mute and contemplate this incredible gift within. May the Lord give us that grace today. Amen.